you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Monday, September 26th. I'm Julie Slater with the afternoon edition of the LA Report. From KPCC and LAist, here are the stories we've been following today. Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed legislation this weekend that would have made kindergarten mandatory for California students. KPCC's Mariana Dale reports.
Right now, California kids aren't required to attend school until they turn six. Mandating kindergarten would have cost up to $268 million a year. Newsom said in his veto message the state is bringing in less money than expected this fiscal year, and quote, it is important to remain disciplined when it comes to spending. Senator Susan Rubio represents part of the San Gabriel Valley and says she introduced the legislation to help keep students from falling behind in school.
A lot of the times we're stuck on the finances of how expensive it is to mandate kindergarten, but we don't see that we pay for it in so many other ways, whether it's after-school tutoring, if we have to have summer school, the list goes on and on.
The former teacher says she plans to reintroduce the legislation next year. Covering early childhood, I'm Mariana Dale.
We know the ocean contains many valuable resources, but what are the potential impacts of mining them? KPCC's Julia Paskin says a new study provides some insight.
Deep sea mining could yield the minerals needed to make electric car batteries and other technology heralded as clean energy. But the worry is, how clean is the extraction process? And how much would mining the ocean floor disturb the water and life in it? Matthew Alford teaches ocean physics at UC San Diego. He says first-of-its-kind observations of a mining company in action found that in many cases, deep sea silt stays pretty close to the ocean floor when it's disturbed. But when it does move further away, it
is then subject to all of these amazing, rich panoply of processes that we ocean physicists like to think about, such as turbulence and undersea waves and background currents. And so it's quite an interesting and difficult problem.
Alford says more study is needed on the biological impacts of deep sea mineral mining. California has banned the practice within a few miles off the coast, though mineral deposits are mostly found in more remote areas. I'm Julia Paskin.
After the multi-billion dollar project to expand the 710 freeway was scrapped earlier this year, some of that money is now being used for improvements in Highland Park. Today, Councilmember Kevin DeLeon announced $5 million has been allocated for upgrades centered around York Boulevard and Figueroa Street.
This has been the epicenter in Northeast LA of a lot of traffic fatalities, very serious injuries. And we have $5 million so we can fix her.
He says improvements could include fixing sidewalks, planting more trees, and street lighting, but community input will be considered first.
We want to hear from everyone. We want their vision, what they'd like to see. And of course, through a democratic process, you don't get everything that you want, but it gives a guiding pathway.
De Leon says town hall meetings will be held this fall, with work beginning as early as mid to late 2023. Meantime, an LA janitorial service company has agreed to pay 18 janitors a total of $240,000 in stolen wages. Pacific Commercial, also known as PCC, misclassified the predominantly Latino workers as independent contractors. Jardina Aaron with the Maintenance Corporation Trust Fund, a state watchdog group, explains.
That means that they weren't paid by the hour. That means that they were never paid overtime. That means that they were never guaranteed their paid lunch. They were never paid their 3 days minimum sick day.
PCCC also agreed to pay back $200,000 to the state after committing insurance, tax, and payroll fraud. The LA County District Attorney's Office, the State Labor Commissioner, and MCCT announced the plea deal today. A celestial collision is happening less than an hour from now. A NASA spacecraft will carry out a test mission to nudge an asteroid hurtling through space. Its purpose is to alter the path of any future asteroid that might be on course to strike Earth. Physicist Dr. Marina Brosevich is an asteroid specialist at JPL.
NASA is not aware of any threatening asteroids to date, but we keep on looking. And, you know, the key is finding them before they find us.
Hence this mission, known as DART, Double Asteroid Redirection Test.
This is the very first demonstration of this planetary defense technology because we need to start doing it.
DART is scheduled to impact its target asteroid, Dimorphos, at 4:14 this afternoon. You can watch on NASA TV or the agency's social media accounts. Another heat wave has made its way to Southern California, with temperatures ranging from the 90s to low triple digits from now until Wednesday. A heat advisory is in place until tomorrow night. Thanks for listening. I'm Julie Slater. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.